Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios, through the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and we want to thank them quite sincerely for that. We want to thank Connor O'Donnell, our video stream operator, for keeping us online, and want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks for calling, texting, emailing.
Mozo, thank you for listening on this Monday.
Yeah, a lot of fun on a Monday, and we want to thank our executive producer. His name is Dustin William Rhodes.
See you soon, man.
Yeah, and Ray, what a remarkable human you are! What a great job you do! What an extraordinary gift it is for us to deal with you on a daily basis.
Thank you, bro.
It's heartfelt. And Sean Sears helped out this morning. Sean, thank you.
Collaboration.
Everyone what collaborates it takes. Around here. That's what we do. And now what we do is collaborate with our favorite collaborators. It's Dan and Layla, and they are all about collusion, and we can't wait to talk to them. Hi, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Dan and Layla.
Good. How are you? How's the weekend?
Good. Oh, are you kidding? Wow. Excellent. Yeah.
It's productive. Okay. Good. Yeah. No complaints.
I have a complaint, but I'm not going to share it.
Well, I actually went out.
No.
Yep.
Out of the house?
My
or out partying.
Out partying.
You are trouble.
It was Friday night. We decided, my cousins and I decided, look, we're all fully vaccinated. We're all 2 weeks out of the second shot and ready to go. And if I'm actually with my doctor, I feel better in that regard, or one of my team of physicians. So we're like, look, let's do this. And it was weird. It was great. It was really weird, but there we were, out and having a pint and ending up at a diner and ordering half the menu just like we used to when in the before times.
Self-conscious of, wow. of many things?
Or you yeah. Like you'd remind yourself not to be, and then you're like, okay, get over it, and then you are again. You're like, wait, this isn't – like you feel naked. Like I'm not supposed to be here. This isn't right. And you kind of – you know, yeah, I had to do it. I had to actually confront it and just face up to it and go immerse and do it. And the payoff was really tremendous. Like the actual feeling of being human was remarkable.
I said to Ray, because I think he's coming up pretty soon. He'll be out of stir. I was saying that the dream for me is breakfast. Like just going out for breakfast, not so much a booze up and then breakfast, but just the idea of actually going into a place, having a cup of coffee and breakfast. And I know you can make your breakfast yourself. It's also an inexpensive meal, and it's one that I've always enjoyed.
Yeah, so and it's hard to get wrong. You know, it's an easy one to get right. Like your margins exactly. on it are like if you have your mindset on a certain breakfast, chances are it's going to be just fine. You know, it's going to be just right. It's not too ambitious. But, yeah, and like the fact that we went to the Golden Apple on Lincoln and Wellington, awesome. Which was that was my diner because we used to live right there when the first place my wife and I bought was near there. And it was just really, I don't know, everything kind of just worked.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, Layla, you were at the ballpark, weren't you?
Yeah, I went to the Sox game on Saturday.
And
that's another thing I'm dying to do.
I had a good time. Yeah, exactly. And I got lucky because I was sitting underneath the overhang. We had really good tickets. A friend of mine found me last minute and said, "Do you want to go?" And I was like, "Yep." So we went, and there was very random intermittent rain, as you guys could probably see. So at times it looked like a baseball movie, and then they walked it off. So that was a lot of fun.
That was a fun game.
It was.
Did you like that bunt?
Oh man, did I like anything about your mean Mercedes batting seventh, kids?
It was
did
weird.
Did you boo?
What I did boo something. What did I boo? Some bat. Oh, it was some attempted review, and I was yelling about it. It was fun.
It does seem like fun to boo again.
It really was. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I just found myself yelling about things I don't normally yell about. Like, you know, just or saying, like, good eye or something. Just, like, dumb things you would say at a softball game. I was very much that person at the baseball game.
I told you, I was at a game. Adam Dunn was walking up to bat, and some guy jumped up and screamed, "Get it over with," as he went to strike out. And I looked around, and I realized it was me. I was just infuriated when he came to bat.
Get it over with. That's a really good one.
Because he knows too.
Of course.
He knows he's striking out, right?
We all do. Yep. And he did.
And scene.
And I have to tell you, driving in, Molly, the way you encapsulated the Bears situation at edge rusher was just the sort of Kafka-esque situation that they're in right here. Like it's a glaring need. Of course it's a need, but there's no possible way they can address it because of their own mistakes. You can't paint a more gloomy picture of a position that's the most Bears thing. It's like, is it a need? God, yes, it's a need. Well, but they've poured so much treasure into it now. There's no point.
Have you noticed it's kind of like the thing you love the most is somehow the thing you mess up the most? Because that seems to be a common theme in these draft previews.
Quarterback and pass rusher. Yeah. Draft week, though. A lot of rumors, a lot of silliness, a lot of nonsense, a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's all bull crap until they actually make these picks. We tend to not believe anything. But who's your guy? Starts today. This is the first edition.
Oh, you're doing that today?
We are.
Awesome.
We're
going to
do it.
Fun.
We're going to do it the next 4 days.
And that's great.
We're going to at 10:20 mark it down. We're going to take the calls. We're going to ask the question. We're going to do our draft homework together, and we're going to get silly with it.
I don't know how anybody who does what we do could not like the draft.
It's novelty. It's things and guessing, and drafts are fun. I believe, and I'm not a fantasy player, but I still think that what underpins fantasy sports in general is just the drafting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're right. Absolutely.
We all get to put our GM hats on. Yeah.
We used to do it. My best childhood friend and I, there was a baseball card game similar to like APBA or any of the others that people play called Pursue the Pennant. And we had the 1984 MLB. And all we did was playing the game was fine. And you could, and you had the dice and the matrices and all of that and your expectancies. But that was as much fun as drafting and redrafting teams.
Absolutely.
Because that's all we did.
Pursue the Pennant was the name of it?
Pursue the Pennant. And it was like Strat-O-Matic. It was a little different version of it, and big color-coded cards and ranges of the three color-coded dice and the whole deal. But the whole joy was rearranging teams and drafting teams and then deciding whose team was better. And then we would do that more often than we would play.
You would enjoy a draft more than an actual competition.
Yeah, because it was that was the fun of it. That was the construction, and we see it today with some of the video games. Like my son's generation, they go to GM mode and try to build dynasties and win championships, and they simulate all the games. They don't actually play the games. They just get the outcomes.
I used to love like draft season where you would start with like the Senior Bowl or one of the, you know, the East-West Bowl, whatever game you would get a chance to cover. Not the game, but just the practices. Talk to people about it. Then the combine is always just a great joy. You'd get to kind of meet all the players as they came through the room. You get to look at them. And then, like, even when they failed as draft picks, like 4 years later, they would trade for someone or they would sign someone, and you'd be like, oh, I remember that guy. You know, he went here, and his high school coach said mm-hmm. this. And mm-hmm. it's just a wonderful way of sort of getting to know your professional teams from a grassroots level. Always fun.
And you remember little weird things,
yes.
right? You'll
strange
find a guy
details.
Years later, like, why does that name ring a bell? Oh, yeah, he lost a toe in a gardening accident.
Right? Exactly.
Didn't he jump out of a pool right. once?
Oh, God, that's the worst.
That was an athletic feat that confirmed his skill set. That was something to me that that just was the icing on the cake of a tremendous set of skills. What a wonderful draft pick that was, Tristan Wirfs.
It was also Jerron Gilbert before that.
Jerron Gilbert is the Bears example, Layla, and that is not a great draft pick because rushers who jump out of pools, you know, unless he's tackling a quarterback.
Correct me if I'm
wrong. The White Sox had a dude who did a backflip, too, and we all talk about that.
Courtney Hawkins.
Yeah, Courtney Hawkins.
And then we saw him at spring training, and he was a non-roster invitee of the Reds, and he came in a spring training game wearing, like, number 94 in left field in the seventh inning. And we were like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what you're talking 94. About, Molly. Am I wrong, or was Jerron Gilbert also? Doesn't he speak fluent Mandarin?
Let me think.
Jerron Gilbert.
I don't think that rings a bell.
Oh,
there was a former.
It was a Minnesota Golden Gopher who the Bears drafted who spoke fluent Mandarin.
I remember that. Who was the old defensive coordinator? He spoke some Mandarin as well. Greg Blash. And it was like he yelled at him one time and like, you know, it was just like the strangest thing ever. Who was that guy? I can't think of his name. It wasn't Jerron Gilbert. Jerron Gilbert, I remember someone saying to me, and this is a direct quote, I swear to God, we drafted a guy because he jumped out of a pool, not because he played good football.
I don't know. My mental schema has Golden Gopher's colors when I picture the guy.
The guy's name. I'm going to go look at past drafts.
But did he drive a 97 Camry?
Or a 2003 Chevy Tahoe?
Too soon.
Without air conditioning.
Too soon.
He's on the show tomorrow, by the way.
Who?
The coach.
Jace Coburn.
No.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Jace Coburn will be on Bernstein and Rahimi tomorrow.
Should we play Is It Tough or Not and just start listing things that we think are tough?
Oh, my God.
You didn't think Jay Zawoski would try to book him? Are you
that's
kidding?
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to ask him about mental toughness.
Has he eaten
the
raw
coachiest
chicken?
The coachiest coach ever.
Yep.
How many raw eggs a day does he eat?
He's not Shane. He's not like trying to get
sick. If his whole bit is suffering from mental toughness, then let's just take it there.
How many times has he binge watched Friday Night Lights?
Another good question.
It's like his taking his whole thing to its logical extreme about how you if you're miserable, you're therefore mentally tough. It's like he starts out his whole day being scourged, you know, dragged through the streets and beaten.
Somebody sent me his bio on Twitter, and somewhere in there was a discussion about, like, mac and cheese in a box, I think. Thank you to whoever did that. I've got to refine that. But it's in his actual, like, team website bio.
What? Is that part of suffering?
I don't know.
Mac and cheese in a box is awesome.
I'm lazy and like to do fun things. I don't get
this. The more you put yourself through, though, the mindset is that the better off you're going to be. The more success that you will have based on the amount of failure you have to endure. That's a coaching that mindset that they drill into people at the youngest age.
Yes, absolutely. You do need to overcome some adversity.
There's plenty of miserable losers out there too. There's a lot of losers who are just completely miserable.
And frankly, you also need to not spend all of the resources and energy on things that you could be doing to learn how to win on losing. Like, it was cool to memorize all your friends' phone numbers before your phone saved them all, but, like, is that really the best use of your bandwidth?
Never thought about that.
That's my point. Like,
I haven't remembered a phone number since the eighth grade, I don't think. I mean, before, you don't have to anymore.
Before alcohol and the internet, I had a nearly photographic memory where I could, like, do massive memory recall, like, for numerical sequences, and now it is all gone. And I'm okay with it because I have alcohol on the internet.
You'll make that trade?
Yeah, because once again, my resources are being redirected into more efficient things. I'm not illustrating this point to Jace Coburn tomorrow. Hell no.
That's a good get, though. I look forward to that one.
Because, you know, college basketball coach, if you're at Portland State, there's no downside for you. Even people are going to make fun of you for being on in Chicago. You know, if one person says, okay, oh, yeah, I remember that guy, you know, one recruit and somebody, you know, you get on somebody's short list just because they've heard of you, they tend to make some of these inroads. They'll meet you halfway because the college guys love the publicity, especially in a major city.
Logo Man 99 on Twitter or on Twitch says he pushes his car to the office. Twitch coming in strong on a Monday.
I just like the don't eat breakfast thing. And I just think that if you don't eat breakfast, why eat lunch?
The other thing is I'm hungry and passionate. I don't eat breakfast in the morning so I can come to work hungry. So when I get to lunch, I'm hungry. And that's just the kind of person I am.
Snowflake, why eat lunch?
But Dan, didn't you remember last week? Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? Billy Donovan acknowledged that one of the issues with Patrick Williams early in the year was that he didn't have a structure to anything about his game or his preparation. He didn't eat breakfast either. He was one of these no breakfast guys.
Well, as an athlete, that's pretty dumb.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, yeah, that's not, just not, your
not
body needs
breakfast
fuel.
Is I mean. Not as uncommon as I think. You know, it's for different reasons, maybe, but yeah, everyone should eat breakfast.
I do feel like we fell victim to some clever marketing, in that perhaps it is not the most important meal of your day.
Well, also, American breakfast. I listened to an entire podcast about the lie of the orange juice industry. It's unbelievable how, for no apparent reason, we have decided to conflate acid sugar water with healthy breakfast. And it's a total lie about it being good for you.
No, it is. I'm not buying that, Dan.
The story of the orange lobby. It's like the story of – it's like Friday Fish and what was done when the papacy decided it was time to prop up the fishing industry by declaring certain things would be done. A lot of the truths that we hold to be evident about nutritious American breakfast are absolutely wrong and cynical.
Leave the papacy out of it, Dan.
Well, I mean, just stating a fact.
Wait a second. Here we are back on breakfast talk, and I've yet to hear what Molly would eat for his ideal breakfast out.
Well, I that's a good question. I probably would just go with like normal bacon and eggs, just have a normal breakfast, but I would love a nice fry up. I love getting, you know, some Irish sausages and some rashers and some potatoes and some tomato and give me some beans on the side. Toast, the whole nine yards, a proper fry up.
I love it. I feel better knowing your ideal breakfast now. I feel like that's things you
what,
should know.
What
about
is your
teammates.
Ideal breakfast? I got to tell you, there like I don't get to experiment with breakfast nearly as much as I used to.
Right, because of the job. I will say that our neighbors in this building do a tremendous breakfast that is one of the best in town. Wildberry.
Yes, they do a very good breakfast.
I love like the soft scramble. That's always a favorite of mine. It's very basic too, Molly. I like chicken sausage and regular sausage. I don't know if people are mad at me for that. And you know what else is really good? Just like the best English muffin. Like good English muffins are really hard to find.
They're very good at Wellberry.
Chilaquiles?
Yep. Chilaquiles.
Chilaquiles are great.
That is hangover food.
Oh, the Migas taco from Torchy's, specifically in Austin, is a very, very fond favorite of mine. And frankly, the McDonald's all-day breakfast menu, I used to get that from time to time, and their breakfast burritos are bomb. I'm all over the place, but mostly I think it involves scrambled eggs. That's the theme here.
Austin place.
Anything Benedict. Anything Benedict or Florence. Yeah. Like it's actual real hollandaise sauce.
Cumberbatch.
Oh, my God. But like a great eggs Benedict is a perfect bite.
Cumberbatch.
And frankly, Persian breakfast is good, too.
What's that?
They call it Nunan Panir, bread and cheese. But it's like, you know, just pita bread, feta, or goat cheese of some kind, and like various sundries on the side. That's always a good one, too. Mm. I'm breakfast agnostic. I like them all.
Is it Franklin Meats in Austin that I went to that was unbelievable?
Franklin Barbecue, heck yeah.
Franklin Barbecue.
So good.
And then there was a place, a hamburger place, called Hobnobby. Is that it?
Hobdoddy.
Hobdoddy.
Yes.
Oh, my God, was that good.
Yeah.
Is Franklin the one where John Favreau and John Leguizamo go
yes.
and chef? Yeah.
Yes.
And that's where they talk about the King's Hawaiian and oh, right. my God, yeah.
I don't even try it because it's just futile. Like, futile.
By the way, a texter has the Mandarin-speaking Minnesota Bears draft pick.
Who is it?
Caron Riley.
That's it.
That is absolutely it. 7:08, bang on. Now that is an aspect of the back channel in my brain. I can flip that switch and not have the thing that bothers me, and I forget why.
And
that's satisfying.
Talk to him in that language.
Caron freaking Riley.
Go that's team! Correct. I feel like we've accomplished a lot. Breakfast. We talked about booing things at a game. Caron Riley.
Is today the chicken sandwich taste test? Is that after the show today, Jay? Yeah.
Who's having a chicken sandwich?
Why did I make this smoothie?
We're doing this whole thing today. Shane Reardon is apparently taking on all comers. You know, Shane had his whole big overdone Shane thing about how making your own fried chicken sandwich is easier than getting one made for you through a drive-thru. So apparently we're doing a taste test in the test kitchen with all of the fast food chicken sandwiches against Shane's.
Make sure you mask up.
I'm not going to lie. I completely forgot about this until like a half hour ago.
What are the great fast food? That's Chick-fil-A, right? Or Filet, whatever the hell
Chick-fil-A,
you want to say.
Agreed. Chick-fil-A.
Popeyes, I think KFC, Popeyes. Wendy's. I don't know who he's going to bring in here.
KFC has a new one.
Ah, and so does McDonald's, a new one, right?
KFC has entered the chat, yes. McDonald's has been in the chat, now re-entered the chat, as they like to say.
I hope he brings Portillo's. That one is really good. There's a jardinera sauce on there that's fantastic.
Wait, how much are we eating here? Because I made
cares,
a smoothie.
Who cares, Layla?
A smoothie.
Oh, boy. What are you going to do?
I have a slow metabolism, okay?
What are you, a python?
Speed it up.
No. Wow. I am nothing coordinated. Haven't we been over this? Yeah.
A lot of angry.
You don't have to swallow it if you don't want me. You can take it. You do it like a wine tasting where we can get a bucket. You can spit out a chunk of chicken sandwich. That's just good.
Apparently, a lot of guys came to work hungry.
Of those things, I'm aware, Dan. But this is eating, so that's what we're going
to
do.
Touch the nerve.
I don't like eating in the middle of the day either. I'm taking one for the team here.
I'm going to have some orange juice.
Do it.
If you like sugar water.
You're going to upset Bernstein.
I do like
No, I'm just saying it really is fascinating when you find out the history of why orange juice is as we know it.
It's the Pope's fault. You made that clear earlier.
And no offense, but if we just start describing things by basic chemical structure, then like we're going to be here a while. Like you're just like, oh, acid, sugar, water. That could be a multitude of things.
David, a lot of things.
Pulp? No pulp or light pulp?
Light pulp. No, actually, no pulp is better. No pulp was better.
Okay.
But yeah, every day forever, first thing, glass of orange juice. You will not ruin my orange juice, Dan.
I'm not telling you to not do it. I just
you
think
will not the, kill my the, orange juice
the history
buzz.
Of why it's done, of why
I
we do it.
I don't want to know. La 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 la.
I love grapefruit juice. It's probably bad for you too.
When two oranges love each other a lot. Then other things happen later, and maybe there's more orange trees.
Wow. Wow. That's my cousin was in from England, and we were at the zoo, and there were a couple of elephants. It was like a horrific scene, frankly. But this girl I was dating at the time turns to him and says, "What do you explain to your child?" You know, he was the only one that had a kid at the time, about what that is. And he thought about it. He said, I would simply tell him that Mama Elephant and Papa Elephant are enjoying a very special kiss."
Well, just don't take him to see the bonobos at the Milwaukee Zoo.
What is a bonobo?
A bonobo is an ape that is extremely social. They're very, very social. And the way they express normal roles and hierarchy, both between sexes and among same sexes, is aggressive and graphic. And
you know what's worse than that is howler monkeys, because if they get scared, they fend you off by throwing their feces at you.
I'm just telling you, the bonobos are a thing.
It sounds like a nice pair of socks or a musical instrument. Play the bonobo?
Isn't Bonobos a brand?
Yes.
It's a pretty nice
men's
one.
Clothing brand, yes. Right? Yeah.
Okay, that's where the socks
are. Yeah, I just remember being at the Milwaukee Zoo and thinking, what in God's name is going on here? And then I quickly, with one glance at Wikipedia, said, oh, they're just being bonobos. This is how they spend their day. This is what they do. Must be nice. Have fun.
Draft week is off to a tremendous start.
What have ye today?
Sahadev Sharma talks Cubs at 10. Who's your guy at 10:20? Midday Midway at 10:40. Steve Stone at 11. Bunch of other things we have to get to, including one of the single worst plays in Bulls history.
Yes.
Have a good show.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.